Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech, the right power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit, enjoy the Spirit.
Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are God, nothing compared unto you, nothing compared unto you. You are all in all, you are everything to us, you are everything to us. You are God who rules the affairs of men, you are God who reigns in majesty. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Nothing compared unto you. Nothing, oh Lord. We have looked everywhere. We have searched everywhere. We can see that there is nothing that can be compared unto you. Blessed be your holy name, oh Lord. Blessed be your holy name, oh Lord. We thank you. Our God, our Lord, our everything, our strength. The one that created us. The one that made good things out of us. The one that gave us new life. The one that changed our destiny. The one that touched us and made us new. Oh Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your presence in this place. We thank you for your love. We thank you for what you will do this night. We thank you because you are God of power. We thank you because you are God of life. We thank you, O Lord. You are God. You are God. You are God. You are the strength of our life. You are the beauty of our life. We thank you because we have been wonderfully and beautifully made. Thank you, O Lord, because you are the light. You are our God. You are our God. You are our God. You are God. There is no one. No one like you, Lord. No one like you, Lord. No one. No one. No one. No one. No one. Thank you for the peace that you have given unto us. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for good health. Thank you for power. Thank you for anointing. Thank you for favor. Thank you for breakthrough. Thank you, O Lord, for your promises. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you because you are the Son of God. Without you, we can't be what we are. Thank you, Jesus. You are all in all. With you, we can do all things. With you, we can do all things. With you, we can see all things. We appreciate you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, the Spirit of the Father. Thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you, Lord, for your Spirit. Thank you for your Spirit. Thank you for the flow. 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 Thank you for the opening of fountains. Thank you for the water of life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the Spirit of God. Oh, blessed be your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshiped. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, choir. Please have your seat. Let's move to the front. Don't sit at the back. Come to the front. You are meant for the front. We are frontliners. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe you have all enjoyed what the Lord has been doing for us.
For some time now, the Lord has been dealing with us on the power of God. And we have seen this grace being extended unto us. We have seen the progression. We have seen the life that the Lord has brought into his house. Last Saturday, people came around for prayers. And as we were hearing you on Mitzelah, said the power of God is really ruling and reigning in this house. And that which the Lord has started, it will not stop in the name of Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit of the Lord. And we also will not quench it. Because we know that is a flow. And it will continue to flow in the name of Jesus. I welcome everybody to the presence of the Lord this night. And I pray that you'll be blessed in Jesus' name. All our pastors and their wives are welcome. We pray that the grace of the Lord upon your life will not cease in the name of Jesus. Our deacons too. We have Deacon Mike incidentally. Today is his birthday. Whose picture did they put? Oh, the Michael Technica. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I was wondering. I said he celebrated his birthday. But when I saw the picture, I said, maybe I didn't see well. Lord, open my eyes. Touch my eyes. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. In any case, we thank God for him and Henry. God will take them places in Jesus' name. Amen. We are still expecting our pastor. He will join us. So next in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody is welcome. And I want to specially welcome my boy, Oyibo, in the house. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God is good. That which the Lord has started, we will complete it. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says affliction shall not rise again. It will not rise again. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You are welcome all the way from Ado and his brother. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight we are still going to talk about the power of God. And I found out that is a topic that we cannot exhaust. Every day we live by it. And it's something that some of us are looking forward to. Does God equip me with this power? I want to preach. I want to be a pastor. I want to be an evangelist. I want to be an apostle. That one, now work. I want to be an apostle. I want to be everything for the Lord. I want to serve. We need it. This power cannot be exhausted. We need it daily. In your place of work, you need it. At school, you need it. In your home, you need it. You want to get married, you need the power of God. And when you are in that marriage too, you need that power of God. It's something that we live it daily. And the last time I shared with us, I said, with the power of God, excuse me, let's control ourselves. Last time I spoke about servicing in the house of the Lord, that you serve people, that the gift that the Lord has given unto you, it is not just for you alone, but for other people, both in the house of God and outside the house of God. And I remember Pastor Oki was saying something about service. He said that wherever you find yourself, you serve. Be committed. Be faithful. I read about Caleb. The Bible says that he had another spirit. When others were looking down at themselves, they were looking down at the power that they had then. they were looking at themselves as small people, that they cannot climb the mountain, that they cannot pull down strong, they cannot do any. He said that I will go there. The Lord gave him another spirit and said that he was faithful to that which the Lord gave unto him. He was faithful because he believed that God can do all things. He believed that, yes, I can go to the mountain and get whatever and possess the land. And himself and Joseph, both of them, they went ahead and possessed the land. Other people, before their time, they all died. And the Lord started with another set. It is not difficult for God to destroy some people so that he can start again. His work must be done. His work must be fulfilled. His work must come to the end. We must do that work. And we need his grace, we need his power even to do the work. May the Lord bless us richly in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for this time again. We pray that utterance be given. We pray that our eyes be opened. We pray that understanding will come unto each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you bless me and bless your people. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I want to talk about standing strong. Yes, we have received the gift of God. It says that the gift of God is without repentance. And it says that in the book of 2 Peter, it says that make your calling and your election, make it sure. How do you make it sure? By standing on what the Lord had laid down and what the Lord wants you to do, what he wants you to come into. So make your calling an election. All of us have been called, especially those that are, they are the saints of God, those that are in the household of faith, we have been called. There is a time that the Lord calls his people. God calls us to walk. He calls us to serve. He calls us even to be light and be salt unto many. People that are called, it's like God beckoning on some people. Come and walk with me. Come and serve. Come and do the work of an evangelist. Come and walk with me. And by doing that, God will begin to reveal himself to the person he has called. So you have no control over yourself again. If God called you, not that you called yourself. If God called you, that means that you will deny so many things. And then you will follow. Like the disciple of Christ. When Jesus Christ saw Andrew and said, yeah, come, follow me. And all of them, all his disciples, they were following without questioning. He said, follow. He said, just come. Leave your nets. Follow me. The one that was fishing said, don't worry. Leave your nets. That net that you have been mending, you have been working on it. You should be tired of it. You are not getting anything out of it. Why not follow me? And they followed the Lord. And the Lord, you know, walked through them. And they followed the Son. And they were just doing the work wholeheartedly. They were elected. You know, some people were elected. Not everybody will be taken. Except some were elected. The people that were elected, they were the people that God chose them. He didn't use anybody, just anybody. They were chosen people. Daddy said something about the men of faith in the book of Hebrews 11. Those men were chosen. They were not just ordinary men. God saw into their heart and they were chosen to walk with him. Not for him alone. They were chosen to walk with the Lord. Abraham, when he was walking naturally. Until God said, walk before me and be thou made perfect. God chose him. God elected him. Says Bible says that many were chosen, but Few, many were called, but few were chosen. I pray that you will be among the few that the Lord has chosen in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I want us to look at our Bible said standing strong. Let's look at the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 10. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Before he got to this particular verse, Paul was telling the Ephesians and he was giving them charges on what they should do. He gave to the children, to the servants, to everybody. He said, if you look at from verse 1, say, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Okay? That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servant, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. If you look at this account, these charges from 1 to 9, you'll see that these are the things that you can do naturally. You can respect your parents naturally. When they tell you, maybe by counseling or by seeing what other people around you are doing, you can easily respect your parents. You can easily work with your organ in the office, because there are rules and regulations that guide such people in the office. You have rules. All these can be followed naturally. But it can be better off if we add the spiritual aspect of it. And it says in verse 9, it says, finally, that does not mean that's the end of all the whole thing. It says finally, it still continued. He didn't stop. He was saying that there are other things. That when you observe all these things, when you do this in the office, when you follow your masters, when you follow your parents, when you do the right things, all these things, they are good. These things are nice. They are honorable. They are acceptable by the society. Because you can't just come. My children can't come around and be messing around. You can easily correct. But he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Other things that we are doing as spiritual people, that what he's saying, that you cannot do it on your own. You cannot do it. You cannot come into the service of God on your own, by your own power. You cannot do anything by your own strength. But you need the strength of the Lord. He says, be strong. It was an encouragement. It was a word. It was a kind of caution. It was a kind of thought. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his mind. There is a power that backs up whatever we want to do in the house of the Lord, or in the wherever we find ourselves. If you look at the book of Ephesians 2 that talks about the gift of the Spirit, it says there are differences in administration, there are diversities in whatever, but in the Lord, all in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Talking about being strong, we are talking about strength. It is not just anything that we can just do anywhere. It is power. It is strength. For me to stand as a child of God, I need that strength. I need the power of the Lord. I cannot talk. I cannot do anything. I cannot serve on my own. I need the power of the Lord. Because that is the only thing that will carry us through. Despite the fact that I have been called, despite the fact that I have been elected, I still need the strength of the Lord. I need that enablement. Says it's an enabling power. It gears you up to do the things of the Lord. The Lord will grant this grace unto us. It's a grace. Will grant unto us fully in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, if you look at what what the Lord desired of us so much, so much, and then we said that we need it. Why do we need this strength? Why do we need the power of God? Satan is always available to conquer us. Satan is always available to fight with us. It's a conflict can come up anytime, anyhow. But when we are strengthened in this power of the Lord, we'll be able to stand and be established. To stand is an establishment. It's to be fit. It's to be made. You know, you are made to be, to start to resist some things. When you are standing, you can resist. Someone that is sitting down cannot resist, cannot fight. You are there, you are relaxed and say, oh, someone is praying for me over there. Someone, I know my pastor is praying for me. I know my mom is praying for me. I know... Yeah, me too. I'm coming up and things like that. But on your own, you need to stand. You need to make yourself strong and compete and fight whatever that might be an hindrance even to you. We stand strong when hallelujah. When dangers are on the way, with you, it is a kind of preparation to whatever Satan can bring on our way. Satan is so tricky. Satan is so, it's so terrible that he can uproot. You are welcome, sir. He can uproot whatsoever knowledge, whatsoever understanding, whatsoever power, whatsoever thing that you have in your head. It can just destroy it. But because you have prepared yourself, because you have determined in your heart that this thing, Satan will not pull you down, then you will be able to go ahead. And Satan, what he does is that destroys men of God, servants of God, people of God, saints of God. He's always, Bible says that he's an adversary. Satan is our adversary. He fights night and day, will not allow you to rest. And that's the more reason why we have to take our stand. And the thing that I've known is that we saints, we children of God, we are vulnerable to the attack of Satan. He will challenge us. The Bible says that the devil comes like a roaring lion. He will bark at you. He will roar at you. He will bring fear unto you. We heard about fear on Sunday. He will bring fear, and then if fear, if you are not standing strong, you can fall. You can miss the path. You can miss that grace which the Lord has given you, that gift he has given unto you, because Satan goes about and says he's looking for whom to devour. People that Satan devour, that those people that have let down their guard, they have opened up themselves unto the will of the enemy. That's why when someone is being delivered, the best thing for that person at that time, or people around that person, is to begin to pray and begin to block the vacuum. Because when Satan comes around and he says, oh, there's still vacuum, I can come in. The Bible says he will come and multiply. Another spirit will multiply, and that person will go back and even come down and come to another. No, we have more terrible things happening to him. That's the more reason why we need to stand in the Lord and in the power of his mind. The Bible says that the Satan has wiles. So the wisdom of Satan is just too much. Has strategies to, before you can even think of anything, Satan goes in law ahead of you. The rate at which he thinks, the rate at which he multiplies himself, you can destroy you if you are not standing well. If you don't know, if you don't have that power of the Lord, if you are not strengthened in the Lord, he will attack you and sift you. The Lord will deliver us from Satan and its agents in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bible talks about the prince of the air. Says that the prince of the air, Satan is all over. He competed with the Lord Jesus Christ. Even in hell, he competed with him. And Bible says that he will still compete. Because it says we compete with power, and that we are fighting against principalities and powers. Those spirits in the air will compete with them. And grace will be bestowed upon us even to fight against Satan in the name of Jesus. I want us to look at the book of that same Ephesians that we read. I want us to read it further. Ephesians 6 that we read. Okay. Verse 11. It says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. What are the wiles of the devil? Yoruba calls it areke ete, cunningly devised fables. Sometimes they call it what's it called? Oh God. Okay, it can be pranks. Pranks of the devil. It can be a kind of craft. Areke reke, craft. You don't know how to dissect or divert the heart towards other things that does not please God. Satan can do any kind. What he does mainly is working on the hearts of people. He works on our heart. He works on our spirit. And we'll be just be given suggestive things. Things that are not right. Things that will not be pleasing unto the Lord. And that's why we need to stand. It says the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. After the wiles of the devil, and we want to stand, we will face facing by wrestling. When we are wrestling, we are fighting. We are making a conflict. It's like boxers, you know, what they do is that they wrestle, they fight, they will look at that person eyes to eyes, head to head, foot to foot, everything about that person, that's how to wrestle. We fight. You will not be tired, except the what's it called, that settles the rift. You know when two boxers are fighting, the referee, thank you very much, the referee will come around and says, "Otoge, stop it," and they will start another round. But in this case, we should just make Satan to be a standstill. We will wrestle him to the last. Like what the Bible says in that Ephesians 10. It says that we should be strong in the Lord. If you are not strong in the Lord, there is no way you can wrestle with Satan. There is no way you can fight. There is no way you can win. When you are standing, when you are fighting, you have the mind of winning. You have the mind of being victorious. We are not fighting just for the fun of it. We are fighting to have a gain. We are fighting to have something on hand. We are not just doing it. We are not just standing. We are not just wrestling all alone. We are wrestling in the Lord to gain. It says that, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. It is not something that we can see ordinarily. Sometimes we see what Satan is bringing onto us. We can see it when we look at it, when we look around us, we can see it. And sometimes you might not even see it. It's a spiritual war. You keep worrying, you worry, say, "Satan, no, this one, I will not accept it." That's why when someone is very sick and the people of God comes around and begin to pray that this one, it will not happen, he will not die, you are standing on behalf of that person. Kenneth Hagin said something. He said that there was a time that someone died, and when that person died, you know, everybody around, they were praying and praying for this person, and praying and praying, and you know, the person in heaven, they said, "Me, I don't want to go back home." You know, they were just praying and said, "You know why you have to go back?" He said, "You have to go back because Brother Hagin is praying for you." You can imagine that someone is so concerned about a particular person, that this person must stand strong, must come back and be well. That's the extent at which we can go. That's the extent at which we can serve in the house of the Lord. Knowing about the situation of someone and you are standing in gap. You are praying for that person. You are asking the Lord to have mercy on such person. It is a work, it's a service, it's a commitment. We are not just getting the gift of the Lord just for ourselves. We are getting it even to serve, to help others. Brother Hagin was there praying for this man, and this man recovered and came back to life. And when he came back to life, everybody was just looking and his back is about, you know, so the heavenly people, they said, "No, we don't want you to die now. You have to go back." So my people, the word of the Lord says that we should stand in the power of God's might. And it says, but we are not wrestling. These are the things that Satan does. Not only on earthly things, even the spiritually in heavenly things. Fight. Keeps fighting. Says we fight against principalities, against powers. Right in the world, principalities are powers. Sometimes, you know, they are laws. They are religious attitude. They are like institution that you cannot just penetrate. They are so strong. These are principalities. In our hearts too, there are some doctrines that we find difficult to just to bend. We can't shift. You are used to water, I can't stop using water. You are used to handkerchief, I can't stop using handkerchief. You are used to using oil, I can't stop you. You are right. If it does not correlate with the word of the Lord, then why are we going ahead? We have to stand against all these things and believe in the Lord and believe that in the power of his mind. There are rulers of darkness. This same Satan is the one governing the whole world. Is this same Satan that is causing spiritual wickedness in high places, both in heaven and on earth. Both in heaven and on earth. So our stand in the Lord has to be so strong that it will not shift. And there are other things that we need to look at when we are talking about standing strong. We stand strong, you know, when we examine ourselves. This makes us to stand strong. It says, examine yourself whether you are still in the faith. I think we have that in the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 13, 4 to 3. Examine yourself whether you are still in the faith. 2 Corinthians 13, 4. Okay. Okay. Let's take it from 4. For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he lived by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God towards you. And it says, examine yourself whether you will be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know ye not your own self, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. So as saints, as believers, as children of God, as brethren, among all other things that we need to do to stand strong, we need to examine ourselves. What does it mean to examine? If you go to the hospital, before the doctor or whoever will attend to you, they will first of all examine, scrutinize. They will test you. They will look at some things about, they will ask you questions, your generational questions, you know, all those things. They will keep asking you questions before they can administer. So this is something that we need to do by ourselves. We do it for one another. My brother, my sister, you are not doing well in the Lord. Can you make an adjustment so that you can stand? Or you speak to yourself that, am I in the faith? There are times when the word of the Lord will come unto us and just look at yourself and it's like this area, it's like I'm still lacking in this area. And what do I do next? I have to change. Because if I don't change, then I will lose my faith. You examine yourself whether you are still standing. You examine yourself whether you are still saved. This issue of forever saved, you know, all those things, ask yourself, am I still standing? Am I still serving the Lord? Am I serving the Lord, or am I serving myself? Am I being committed to the work of the Lord? Am I being, am I living as a natural person? Is the Spirit of the Lord living in me? What Paul said to the Ephesians from verse 1, that's chapter 6 that we read, 1 to 9, if you look at it, you check, am I doing this thing? Am I doing it right? Am I living as a righteous person? All those things, we need to check ourselves. David said something. Psalm 138, it says that, Lord, search me if there is any what? Wickedness in me. This is a kind of examination that we need to do for ourselves. Even without anybody around, without any pastor, without any leader, we need to keep examining. Check yourself. Am I still a child of the of God? Have I gone far? Have I gone astray? All these things are essential so that we can continue to serve God wholeheartedly. Hallelujah. So when you are serving the Lord, you serve the Lord with all your heart, with the promise so that something must come out of it. Hallelujah. So also another area that I want us to look at is abide. John 15 talks about the Lord Jesus says, I am the vine. I am the vine. Let's quickly look at John 15. It says, I am the vine, the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he does what? He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in me. No more can ye except ye abide in me. One of the things that we need to know and to do is to abide with the Lord. The husbandman is always there. He's always there. As much as we are checking ourselves, know that the husbandman, that is the Lord, is always there to check us. And when he's checking us, we don't need to resist. When we are resisting, we are saying that, we are opposing what the Lord is saying. We are saying no. Like the people in the book of Romans chapter 1 that gave themselves even unto sin. The Bible says that they became reprobate because they were not ready to listen to God. They were not ready to listen to the instruction of the Lord. They were just arming themselves, man to man, woman to woman, those terrible things. The Bible calls them reprobates. They live in wickedness. They are wicked people. And these are the people, these are the things that the Lord is telling us that we should wage war against. We should resist those things and abide with the Father and abide with the Lord and make our stand, our root in the Lord. It says every branch that does not bear fruit, he will cut off. He will purge such tree so that it will do what? It will bring more fruit. You are welcome, sir. Hallelujah. So you need to remain and abide with the Lord. There is need for pruning. There is need for checking yourself. Check yourself. Let the Lord, as much as the Lord is working on you, check yourself, examine yourself, and remain in the Lord. And another thing that I want us to look at is in the book of 1 Peter 5, 8 and 10. 1 Peter 5, 8 and 10. 8 to 10, sorry. 1 Peter. We want to stand strong in the Lord. Okay? It says, be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. So can we look at James 4, 7? I think that James. Okay. It says, submit, yes. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning. No? It's 7 and 8. James 7 and 8. Resist the devil. Humble to, there are two things. I'll say, it says that submit yourself therefore to God and resist the devil. There is no way that you can resist the devil without submission. When you give yourself, when you surrender yourselves unto the Lord, it will be so easy for you to resist. And to resist is that you are telling that thing, you are opposing, you are saying, go back. I don't want to go back. Satan, go back. This attitude, go back. This character, I don't want it. Resist those things, those bad characters, those bad thoughts, those negative attitude, they are of the devil. And says that when we resist, when you stand against such, the devil will flee from you. There are some things that until you decree, until you challenge that thing, it will not go. And it is time for us to begin to challenge all the antics, all the wiles of the devil. You know, we said something about the wiles of the devil. The cunning craftiness of the devil. The pranks, the cunning things that devil does, it will flee. If we don't resist, it will remain. And there we will be wobbling. We will not stand. We will not be able to say no to something. Is it sin that we want to talk about? Is it disobedience? Is it wrong attitude? Is it wrong pronouncement? Is it wrong relationship we want to talk about? Those things, what it does, that it will choke us. It will not let us to see the Lord. It will not let us to understand what the Lord is saying. So we need to be vigilant. We need to be sober. We need to humble ourselves. To humble ourselves is not something that is difficult to do. You can do it if it's in the Lord. It says, do this in the Lord. So that means that your submission is dependent on your relationship with the Lord. It's dependent on your relationship with the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. If you say you know the Lord and you don't build, you don't abide, you don't build contact, maybe by prayers, maybe by the word of the Lord, maybe your relationship with your brethren and things like that, you can lose your hold. Hallelujah. So just about the time, my time is very few. It says that in that Ephesians talks about the armor of God and what we can do, what the armor of God does for us, how to put on Christ and how to put on Christ. Let's still look at that Ephesians. Let's go back to Ephesians. That's something I want us to look at there. Okay? In verse 13, it says, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all, stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of faith. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the Lord." When we look at all these armors, they are very essential for us to remain standing in the Lord. When they are out of our life, then we might not be able to stand completely. There are some things too in the book of 2 Peter that said something about standing. We need to stand, we need to behold God so that we can remain standing. All these six things that the Bible says in the book of Ephesians 6 that we should have them, they are all in Christ. Is it the gospel of peace that you want to talk about? It's in the Lord. Is it the breastplate of the salvation we want to talk about? It's in the Lord. Is it the truth that you want to talk about? Truth, Jesus Christ himself is the truth. It says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So, having the truth of the Lord in you will make you to stand and be strong in the Lord. The helmet of salvation, the word of the Spirit, the word of life. If the word of the Lord is not in us, we might not be able to stand. You need the word. We need the word. That is the power. That's the strength that every believer has to fight Satan. And we have to fight him to stand still by the grace of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And in conclusion, can we go to that Peter 5:10? It's a prayer. Okay? Wherefore, brethren, give diligence. No. 5:10. This one to make your calling and election sure. Yeah. Okay, 5:10. 1 Peter 5. Says, "But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish you, strengthen, and settle you in the name of Jesus." In all this, you stand. When you are perfect, that means you are standing. You stand. You will walk tall. Satan will not have dominion over, because there is a power that works in you. There is a power that makes you to be established. If you look at this tree, palm tree, even as it moves sideways, you know, as tall as it is, you can't just drop. It remains standing because a kind of strength, life, is in him, it is in that tree that makes it to stand. So likewise, as children of God, we need some things. Yoruba call it ajesara. We need the power of God. We need the light. We need the strength of God to make us stand, to be established. When you are established, that means you cannot be moved. You have already taken root. There's this tree, Iroko, once it takes root, to fell it, the loggers, they will try. They can cut iroko, establish iroko tree for days. Except they have a very strong instrument. So as children of God, these are the things that the Lord required of us. We need to get ourselves ready and be strengthened and be settled in the Lord. The power of God, there is a power at work in each and every one of us. And that power remains. And that power, we can use it. We have that authority to use it against the power of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Those hierarchies, they are nothing before the Lord. Those powers, those strength, they are nothing before the Lord. Because he is God. Even those ones, Satan himself, who created Satan? And now he started roaring, making ways out, thinking of doing things to affect the children of God. It is not possible. Because we have God as our Father. We have him as our Lord. It says, be strengthened, be strong in the power of the Lord. Be strong in the power of the Lord. There is no power beyond the power of the Lord. And there is no strength beyond the strength of the Lord. It says, be strong in his power and the strength of his might. There is a might. God, that's why I say, God is almighty. When you say someone is almighty, that means it's someone that you cannot just come against easily. Satan cannot come against God easily. And once we have the Lord in us, then we'll be able to stand. Grace will be given unto us to keep standing in the Lord in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Shall we pray? Oh, Father, we thank you. I want you to rise up on your feet and begin to pray, particularly with verse 10 of 1 Peter 5. You are asked for the grace of God to make you strong, to make you perfect. You have been delivered in the past. But you need the strength of the Lord. You need the power of the Lord to remain standing, to be established. Lord, we receive this power. We receive grace to stand strong. To stand strong. To stand strong. In the name of Jesus, we receive grace. Lord, I receive grace to remain in you in the name of Jesus. I receive grace, O Lord, to be strengthened the more in you in the name of Jesus. Verse 9 of 1 Peter 5 says that you are weak, but in the Lord we get strength. In God we have strength. Lord, we receive strength from the Lord. This is the honey, this is the oil. This is the power that we can get from Jesus. Lord, we receive in the name of Jesus. We receive in the name of Jesus. Everything, oh Lord God, that will make us able to be established, Lord, we receive. In the name of Jesus. Likabas kondana nemoshkenda. Negemoshkenda na gamashkinde negemoshkenda na ha. Yegene boshkenda na mamas konde le boshkenda na ha ha. Ye poto le poto tene mamas son tede de bo. Ye poten da na mashkenda na mamaha. Ye poton da na mamaha. Ne poto le mashkinde ne momomora mama. O le poton dan den den de magton da raba. Inde ne le boshkenda raba asenda. In the maso tolemashkin de boss in the demo sendakabashkin da ha Emoto tene tene moto ndene ke moshkenda. Nete tene mo kebo tote telebo. Lord, we receive grace, O Lord. We receive grace to stand strong. In the name of Jesus, cannot be overcome by the power of darkness, cannot be overcome by the power of Satan. In the name of Jesus, we receive the power of the Lord. We receive the power of the Lord. We receive the power of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, lita mate porobashkende lepototolema. Father, we come against the wiles of the enemies. We come against the wiles of Satan. We come against the wisdom of Satan. In the name of Jesus, we come against that word it says, the plan of Satan to swift us. In the name of Jesus, as many that are weak, O Lord, as many that are feeble, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we receive power that is in the name of the Lord. We receive power that is in the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, lepote telemashkenda ha, me popa lepoto talaha, yepote teneke poto talaba, o me tote lepoto telabashkinde, ne popo le papa ha, yepote ndene daba ha. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, me tete lepoto telaha, mama shente reboshkenda ha. In the name of Shkendara Hasente, Netebo Totelebo Tindete Terebo, Yepotena Mamaha, Yepote Telebova. Oh, make us perfect, Lord. Make us perfect, O Lord. Make us perfect, O Lord. Make us to come to maturity. Make us to come to fullness. Make us, O Lord God, to come into the fullness of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let it name of Totolema. We receive abilities, O Lord, from you to come. To come to that fullness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lete potota nete dehe. Nete ne moshkendara ha. Lord, touch my heart. Touch my heart, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Touch my heart, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Nete tele moshkendara ha. Nene moshkendara. Nedebo son nedebo. Is there any resistance, O Lord? Is there any resistance in me, O Lord? Even to this power, Lord, let such be removed. In the name of Jesus, that I come even to perfection. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. As I humble myself, as I submit even unto you, O Lord, I pray that you will bring me forth even to yourself in the name of Jesus. Lite poto telebo sekata. Yete te tu de te te talaha. Yete te do bobo de te 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 ta. Yese to do ba sente de bobo. Ye poto kalibo shkendana. Ye ke poto tenemo. Ne ke po shenta. Ne poto telepaha. Oh, we come against that form of stronghold. In the name of Jesus, that will not let us, O Lord, even to stand for you. O Lord, we break such. In the name of Jesus, every stronghold we judge, we pull down, we pull down, we pull down, we pull down. In the name of Jesus, Holy Tepoto Lebashenta. Metoto lomashkendere, metoto leba papadigete, mepolo mashkendara baha. Oh, mama, we receive a strong heart, strong heart, strong heart, O Lord, strong will, in the name of Jesus. Oh, to stand with the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Will to stand, in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. Peradventure, you have renounced some things in the past. Or maybe now you have renounced some things that are not pleasing unto you, and you know very well that they are not pleasing unto the Lord. I want you to pray this night that that virtue, that those things
have been pulled out, that there will not be any returning of such things again in the name of Jesus. I want us to ask for the healing, the filling of the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost to fill us. That vacuum. That vacuum. That vacuum be filled. That vacuum. That vacuum. Oh Lord, let it be filled. Let it be filled with your power in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord. Fill us. Fill this vacuum. Fill it in the name of Jesus. Fill this vacuum, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Father, we thank you for this night. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you, oh Lord God, for the boldness, for the courage, for the strength that you have given unto us. The strength that is in you. We thank you and appreciate you in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh Lord God, that as many, oh Lord God, that you have given our spirit, a new spirit, spirit to stand strong this night. Lord, I pray that none of us will lose such again in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh Lord, for the grace. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.